From Soviet republics to American allies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Kazakhstan, meeting with diplomats from five former Soviet Union members, focusing on Russia's invasion.
And I want to thank the people of Kazakhstan for generously providing food, clothing, medicine, other humanitarian supplies to Ukraine.
Blinken also warned we would have serious problems in already strained relations with China if it supplies weapons to Russia for the war as Russia closes in trying to take another city.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admits the situation in the city is getting more and more difficult. In his latest video address, Zelensky says the enemy is constantly destroying everything that can be used to protect our positions. Bakhmut's capture would help Russia's attempt to control the entire Donetsk region.
Fox's Jonathan Savage back to China. House Republicans will hold two hearings today into its threats to the U.S. from Taiwan to TikTok security to COVID after an Energy Department assessment that the virus likely leaked out of a lab. In an hour, the Supreme Court will consider cases that affect millions of Americans. President Biden's blocked plan to wipe out some student loan debt. Those challenging it argue only Congress can do that.
In one case, a group of Republican-led states sued. The other case stems from two students. After considering whether these parties have standing to sue, the justices will consider whether the administration had authority to declare debt forgiveness under the HEROES Act, invoked during the pandemic, which gives the education secretary powers to respond to a national emergency.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. They're voting in Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot's in a tough re-election fight facing several challengers, including Paul Vallis.
At some point, Paul Vallis, you need to step up and accept responsibility for what you've done. You are giving a platform and elevating hate.
I just think that she's grasping for straws and she's trying to divert people's attention.
The top two vote-getters will go head-to-head in a runoff in April. America's listening to Fox News.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and to preserve your wealth, I highly recommend keeping physical gold in your retirement account. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, which is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
The head of the EPA, Michael Regan, takes his third trip today to East Palestine, Ohio, scene of this month's toxic train derailment. EPA Regional Director Deborah Shore says
EPA has conducted 578 home reentry screenings and continues air monitoring at 15 stations.
Some residents complain of sickness and have questions about long-term exposure.
So those questions include why local healthcare workers are seeing more residents presenting unusual symptoms, including those in line with a form of chemical bronchitis. Dr. Deb Weiss told local station WKBN, quote, if you're leaving your house and symptoms improve and you go back and it comes back, I'm not thinking it's allergies or not thinking it's a cold. I think it's related to the stuff you're inhaling there.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. We have an update on a U.S. senator who remains hospitalized, Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman.
A spokesman for Senator Fetterman says he's recovering after checking himself into a hospital for clinical depression back on February 15th. He's expected to be away from the Senate for several more weeks. Fetterman's depression comes months after he suffered a stroke. Doctors say his condition is common, with one in three stroke patients suffering from depression. As far as the Senate goes, Democrats still hold a 50-49 majority, and Politico says there are no immediate plans to take on legislation that would need 60 votes to break a filibuster. In Washington, Chill Nato, Fox News.
There's a lot of tornado cleanup still to do in parts of Oklahoma, hit by several tornadoes on Sunday.
It was scary. It happened so suddenly, too. I mean, everything within 15 seconds.
One person was killed, at least a dozen injured. Now, snow is falling in many areas across America. Storm warnings stretch from California to the Dakotas to New York and New England. Some areas could get a foot of snow. On Wall Street, stocks could rise a second day, rebounding from last week's sell-off. Dow futures up about 50 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. A Pastor Mike called the fire department after seeing a champagne house on fire Sunday morning in the 1200 block of Park Terrace Lane at about 5 in the morning. Smoke coming from a roof of a single-family home. Crews able to quickly put out the fire in the crawl space of the house. Good news, nobody home. They're investigating. An Urbana man who was arrested February 16 for the first-degree murder pled not guilty to his charge. Police arresting 45-year-old Derek Davis in the 1600 block of Kyler Drive in Champaign. Derek facing first-degree murder charges against Tavian Davis of Urbana, the men not related. Champaign County saw two tornadoes touch down Sunday morning, one at 8:48, 2 miles west of Champaign, off of Staley Road near Carver Lane. At about 9, a second tornado spotted 5 miles north of Urbana. Good news, no reports of any damage or injuries in those cases. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. We want to get to our weather forecast, and we had our big hiring, retaining seminar. If you want to hire people, it's coming up Friday morning. Mr. Sawyer, you're going to take care of that for me, not make it such a weather event potentially right. Thursday night. Right, buddy?
Yeah. You know, this time yesterday, not only we were chasing that severe stuff and the potential around here, but there was some talk of maybe a little slushy-bushy, couple of 2 or 3 inches of stuff by Friday morning. We have taken that out of the forecast, yes. The atmosphere. So good news there. You'll be able to get through that and go to rain now. So, you know, find a place to park the umbrella once you get in there to the activities at hand. But apart from that, and maybe a little snow on the wiper blade, nothing to worry or stick about around here, we'll be in relatively good order. Certainly sure beats the severe stuff of yesterday, of which also included hail reports of an inch to inch and a half in diameter. Usually the large hail corresponds to the potential for a tornadic and full of cloud development, and sometimes the other way around as well. So those two work hand in hand together. And boy, I tell you, parts of Indiana, central Indiana, and Ohio took it on the chin with severe stuff. And we're keeping an eye on streams and rivers, and there may be another inch plus worth of rain, by the way, coming our way on that Friday weather system. Otherwise, we're pretty much close to the 40-degree mark at the current time. North breeze, plenty of cloud cover. We'll get some breaks in the overcast here during the mid to late morning in particular, and a partly sunny afternoon. Still mild for the time of year at about almost 10 above average at 52. Winds will be much lighter today and come around northeast to east. Fair and 42 for tonight. Not a bad week to conclude February. We welcome March tomorrow and the meteorological springtime begins with a high up to 62 and maybe just a sprinkle coming along in the morning and late afternoon. We'll bottom out with a couple of sprinkles to the 30s tomorrow night. Clouds, cooler weather, but still above average for Thursday and the high getting close to about 50. Then for Thursday night into Friday, be some wind-driven rain, maybe some wet snow mixed in Friday morning. Right now, no accumulation expected. We'll barely get to 40 on Friday. Then some moderation over the weekend near 40 Saturday, 46 on Sunday. Another healthy rain system for later Monday, Tuesday next week. The outlook for March, the first half of which is colder, and we are still not done with at least kicking the tires on some snowfall here in East Central Illinois. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. ESPN 93.5, the Alex Murdaugh murder case, South Carolina attorney, disgraced attorney, drug addict, liar, stole from his clients. Did he murder his wife and child? The son was 22. His wife was 52. They were murdered close range. Luke Goody, Illinois basketball player, on with Lon Tay last night, was asked about, Lon said, what do you watch?
I like kind of like the murder documentary stuff. I find that interesting. So the Murdaugh one. The Murdaugh.
Oh, my goodness.
On Netflix, that's crazy. That is wild.
This follows last week's dramatic testimony from the defendant himself. Murdaugh repeatedly admitted to abusing drugs, lying to police, and stealing millions of dollars from colleagues, clients, and close friends, but insisted he did not kill his wife Maggie and son Paul. He continues to blame the 2021 murders on his son's boat wreck in 2019 that killed one passenger, injured several others, and resulted in boating under the influence charges against Paul. The judge has agreed to allow the jury to tour Moselle, the 1,700-acre hunting estate where the murders took place. Closing arguments are expected as soon as Wednesday. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them.
That's Alex Murdaugh. This is Baku Patel, B-A-K-U-P-A-T-E-L, prominent attorney in Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding communities. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Commander, you were in the Navy? Is that what I understand? What was your background?
I was a lieutenant commander when I got out.
That's such a great title. Can I start calling you lieutenant commander?
Commander.
It's been a while.
that's very impressive.
Thanks for serving.
Thank you.
Why this work for you? Why an attorney? How do you decide all that?
You know, it was very young age, and then I was a high school debater, and I wanted to kind of continue.
Oh, you'd be tough.
Yeah, I wanted to continue kind of that path, and so law was obviously a natural tendency for me, and I wanted to do trials. I wanted to be in a courtroom.
And you defend people that are in trouble, people that get injured, that have a real case.
Correct. I do criminal defense, and then those injured in car and truck accidents.
And you love your work.
Oh, I love it. It's a hobby for me. I tell everyone it's just a hobby for me.
That's how I am with radio.
Love waking up and going to work.
Yes, every day.
Okay, so I knew this case was going on. I didn't know much about it. I got into watching him testify, and it was just riveting and compelling. What has been your reaction to what usually the guy that's charged with the murder doesn't go on the stand, right?
It's rare. It's a big risk.
Why is it a big risk?
Because it's unknown. It gives an opportunity for the prosecutor to kind of delve into what you're claiming on the witness stand. In his particular case, he was caught in a lie. It was a dead bang lie. He lied for many months about his whereabouts at the time of the killing until the cell phone of his son indicated that he was 16 minutes on property prior to the murders.
How did they determine the time of death? I mean, they said you were there and then you weren't, and then they were shot shortly after, right? I mean,
there's extensive pathology done on victims in order to determine the cause of death or the time of death. Sorry.
How has he done, do you think?
You know, the only thing I could tell you is, at least I read, two jurors started tearing up when he started tearing up.
That's good for him, right?
I'm guaranteed the prosecution did not like that view. Yeah. If that is any indication, I think he may have done himself better.
You just need one to have a reasonable doubt, and then you can't convict. You have to have 12, all 12, right?
You have to have all 12 to convict. You also have to have all 12 to acquit. So if he has one or two holdouts, it'll be a hung jury. In my view, the prosecution is probably going to go at him again.
Wow.
And usually the prosecution has a little leg up in a second trial.
How has his defense been, do you think?
Well, I'll say one thing for anybody interested in becoming a lawyer, whether you're in high school, college, certainly law students, try to watch as much as you can of these attorneys. Both parties are well represented. The state is well represented by an excellent prosecutor, or prosecution team, I should say.
Yeah.
And he is very well represented by an excellent defense team. So I think both are doing very admirable jobs for their sides.
Okay, so this is apparently winding up, going to the jury maybe Friday, and is what kind of the timetable I read.
Yeah, it seems like they have one or two matters still to tie up, and then closing probably.
How do you prepare for closing arguments?
That's the biggest thing. You got to put all your energy into the closing argument. That's your last chance to be in front of that jury. And so you got to make the best of it and try to tie it. There's a lot of loose issues here. There's lots of issues here.
Sure. It's layered.
It's layered and layered upon one another. And so this is going to be it's going to have to be well organized. You can't just drift from one topic to the other, or one issue to the other. But I believe both parties are going to be extremely well prepared.
And you're predicting perhaps hung jury. I would think that there's going to be some reasonable doubt, because as a juror, it's not for me to say, well, if he didn't do it, who did? That's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to decide if for 100% I'm sure he killed him. But there's no real gun or DNA. There's nothing like that. It's circumstantial, isn't it?
Absolutely correct. There's no murder weapons located. There's no DNA. There's no eyewitness. There's no confession, so to speak. So, yeah, it comes down to completely circumstantial evidence.
Who else could have, I guess, is what your brain goes to, right?
That's the thing. Yeah. Defense doesn't have to do that, though. They just have to poke holes in the state's side.
Okay.
And I think the state's theory was, you know, I want to be able to distract away from my embezzlement from my law partners.
Yeah.
And so this is what I did. I thought that was kind of a weak argument.
Everything was about all of the other things, so maybe he's going to get something for all he did, but he admitted to that to try and get away from the murder stuff, right? Saying, I stole from him, I lied, I did it all, so there's stuff there, but there's trying to build this thing where you say, well, I think he did all that, but he didn't kill him. I think that's what he's shooting for, right?
Well, that's correct. And just because I'm an embezzler and thief doesn't make me a murderer of my wife and my 22-year-old young son, which is a pretty, that's a big jump, right?
Yeah, right.
But he's not getting out. I mean, he's looking at, what, 90-plus charges of embezzlement still, so he's going to do time.
I wondered if it came up in the trial of him admitting to all that, if he would be tried for that or if he's excused
Well, he's charged with it already. Okay. Now he's admitted to it, and
so he'll just get something for that.
He'll get time for that.
Okay.
Yeah. But was it a 50,000 drug habit a week? Is that what I read?
Well, that's what he claims. But my understanding
is, how can he spend that kind of money on pills?
I'm not sure that's believable. In the sense that if you extract that out to the cost per pill per day, it's 114 years. So you have to be a severe addict, And I don't know how that came out at trial, whether he was using at that level.
I got to say, I found him riveting and compelling and empathetic and sympathetic. I mean, all those words that you don't want if you're the state, you don't want to have me feel that.
That's right.
But to me, he was admitting stuff. I thought the 911 call to me sounded authentic. I mean, I didn't think he was making anything up. It didn't sound like it.
Well, part of it, yeah, that's true. But he ended up not being truthful about it. He was.
Why would you lie about where you were? And then if it was close range, like the gross stuff they talked about yesterday, it was awful, there would be blood all over him.
Yeah, that was pretty graphic, right?
Yeah.
The murder of the son was at close range.
Yeah.
How
could you shoot somebody in the back of the head close range if they would have known you were going
to... And one thing I don't understand is why the agents didn't go into his house and try to...
Would there be stuff everywhere?
They had a search warrant and consent.
Why
both,
didn't they go search his... Wouldn't you go in and find a speck of something?
Something or his clothing that he was wearing.
I don't get it. Because he's in the van later that morning after past midnight, and he's talking, he's got another shirt on probably.
Right. Correct, right.
But again, and then I didn't get why the brother had to clean it up. Don't they have people to clean that?
Yeah, he
Is
had
there
a,
evidence there or something? Or
I think that's where you talk about the prominence of the family. I don't know why he was able to go onto a legitimate crime scene.
And they released it after a few days? I mean, I don't get all that.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
So it's a prominence. And again, to paint the picture, this family just dominating the region legally and in other ways, money-wise. This is a big-time family in South Carolina.
Yeah, they've been in practice from 1910.
Yeah.
And
generals and all those things.
Right, that's basically our state's attorney here.
Okay.
Our chief prosecutor. Yeah. So he was doing that as well as running a private practice. So they had lots of connections over the years.
Was there anything that surprised you, Baku, of this whole thing? Is it jumped out at you and you said, "Wow, that's a new one," or is this a normal murder trial?
Well, it's not normal, of course, I'm a little prejudiced. I did watch the Netflix show. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. Should I watch it?
Yeah.
But isn't dysfunction spelled with a capital D?
Absolutely.
The whole family's dysfunctional.
It's not even that. There's prior dead bodies that are attached to this family going back to 2015, 2018, 2021.
How do they continue to stay out of jail?
That's part of the storyline is their connections and their influence in the area.
I see.
So it is
riveting. This is like right from a Hollywood script.
Right.
It's true stuff. And so,
but this is an absolute... textbook gapers block of traffic and everybody's just staring at this thing because it's this prominent family with all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we watch that, you know?
No, it is. And I think the relationship matters, a father with a wife and son. I mean, that takes a big, how can someone do that, right? That's
right.
Your first reaction.
Right.
And then let's see what the evidence looks like and why he did it. You don't have to prove motive. But the state's trying to.
Is the gun familiar to the family? Is that the type of gun they have? I mean, the gun that was used.
Well, that's the interesting thing. It's the type of ammunition, the blackout ammunition that was used in the rifle, is unique, and they have firearms that could fire that type of ammo.
The family does.
Yes, and of course they have dozens and dozens of shotguns. So,
that's
the other question: is why would you use two long?
Could two people have been there?
Well, I think that's what the defense's argument is, you have a rifle and you have a shotgun. These aren't pistols, right? And so you fire one, put one down, fire the other one.
Why?
And then try to get rid of both.
And why what did the mom do? I mean, was it just there? Or if they were after the son because of the boating accident that killed somebody, and he'd gotten threats, is that credible? Did he really receive, Paul received threats on his life because of the boating accident?
Well, there were anonymous threats. I mean, okay. I don't know if there's anyone tied to the victim's family, her father and mother.
So. I just wondered if he'd made it up or there really were threats on his son's life. I don't know. But it sounds like they've had a lot of things to be threatened about.
Because, well, that's the problem, yeah. Right? There's other individuals.
So. Crazy
well,
stuff.
Well, you have interesting insight to this case. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. And Baku is also a superstar CrossFitter.
Right.
No, I'm telling you what.
I don't know about that.
How can you explain the fact that I can't wait for today's workout?
You can't wait?
I can't wait.
No, yeah. You get addicted to it, right? It becomes part of your
It just I feel so routine. Much better. The energy. You need energy if you're in a courtroom. I mean,
that's right. And then and CrossFit, I do CrossFit in the morning.
I can't believe you go at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning, man. And it starts my day perfectly.
And so you'll get done, you're really tired, but then you have the energy to go the rest of the day, and sometimes you're working late.
That's right.
It's just kind of what you do. Hey, I really appreciate you coming in. And
well, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
And if somebody wants more information or to get in touch with you, is there a website?
Oh, yes. It is PatelLawTeam.com.
And you're not far from the CrossFit gym, right? You're not.
I'm right down University Avenue.
Right.
Boom. Hey, thank you for coming in and your encouragement for CrossFit too.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Telling me who's a rookie.
No, you're doing very well.
It's just, but I look a little sloppy out there, man. I know how I look.
Well, and Christian Kechetarian's doing a great job running the place.
100%. I'm very happy Christian purchased it, and
exactly.
Everyone should stop by and check it out.
There's a lot of energy going on. There's a new people coming in, too.
Yes, and it's a lot of camaraderie. That's what I like about
it. Yeah, that's the part that's, I told you, outside of church, it's the next biggest community, and I really look forward to seeing them.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I think they feel sorry for me. But
just
anyway.
Just search UAV CrossFit for details on that.
Yeah, yep. Baku, thank you for coming in.
I appreciate the time, really. Thank you very much for having me.
Hope you come back. Thank you. Baku Patel, attorney. He does a lot of defense and stuff that people get hurt doing. He's an excellent attorney.
Yeah.
Appreciate him coming in. ESPN 93.5. Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sara Champaign. At Sara, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sara Champaign, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The trade deficit in goods rose 2% in January to a three-month high of $91.5 billion. The latest numbers reflect high inflation as well as a steady U.S. demand for new cars, food, and consumer goods. Exports rose 4.2%, and imports increased 3.4%. The trade gap in goods has tapered off since hitting a record $125.3 billion last spring, but it is still historically high. And Amazon employees getting a new home loan option. The Wall Street Journal reporting they will soon be able to use stock as collateral for those loans in an arrangement with online mortgage lender Better.com, which will allow borrowing against shares for down payment at higher interest rates at a time when the tech giant's stock is down. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Kane, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. This is what's so compelling.
I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them. Mr. Griffin, I didn't shoot my wife or my son anytime.
I don't know. I have no idea. He's either super evil or he didn't shoot him. But right. Again, you don't have any idea with a drug addict who lies and cheats and steals.
I know. He's got a shady past.
I think the whole strategy is, I'm a bad dude, but I didn't do that. And so I just think, again.
Well, and what would the motive be?
He's either super remorseful that he did it and he's crying. It's a real, these are real. He's crying. He can't be that good an actor. Snot's coming out of his nose. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so you're going, I don't know. So again, the whole thing is reasonable doubt, but we're talking about, who else would have done it? And why isn't there any evidence?
Right.
So I don't know. It's just so compelling because of the power of this family and all that they were given in their life to maybe do good things. Anyway, Baku Patel, I really appreciate him coming in. Really good at this whole law thing.
Right.
So fun to have him.
Awesome insight.
All right. 8:27. We're kind of giving you last call on the Chris Stonick retention and hiring seminar, 2 hours on Friday. Yay. It's going to rain, not going to snow. So happy because we have him coming in from Florida. We got all this stuff planned.
Yes.
And we've got some ideas of how to help you find people that you want and keep. And it's exciting to have Chris in town. Chris Stonick has been doing this for 35 years. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look that old. Chris is looking real good.
He might be doing CrossFit too, Steve.
Might be.
Who knows?
He could be a CrossFit
all over the world. Betcha.
Yeah, bet. That's it. anyway, if it's a free seminar, 9 to 11. Just text in hire. We might have one or two spots.
That's
left,
right.
But we're pretty full of the number we wanted. Because we do want this rather intimate so we can eye contact with you and really work with you. Because our philosophy here is to actually help you get new business, help you find new employees. We really want results. We're not real excited at our business about making a sale as we are getting a result. Because that's what you want. We want to do what you want. And that means if it's advertising, we want to make sure you get business with money.
Yes.
Not people heard it, not people heard your ad, or they saw you. We want to get you transactional business. That's the goal of our company. And then for this, we want to get you employees.
Yes.
And then we want to help you strategize on how to keep the good ones because Bob might leave.
Absolutely.
This is a time.
You need to have a depth chart a little bit at your company and people that you trust.
You get a guy like Rick and you just can't replace him.
I know.
Because he knows everything. And so we want to have you feel comfortable with who's running the business and the fact that you can trust them and everything else. So anyway, we're excited. If you want information, we'll send you the flyer. Just text in hire to 217-359-2255.
So we really didn't get to sports, but as far as NBA action, Chicago's at Toronto, Milwaukee's at Brooklyn, Indy's at Dallas. LeBron James has a foot injury now, could be out a few weeks. Iowa at number 15, Indiana tonight at 6, Michigan's at Nebraska at 8 o'clock tonight. Our Illini facing Michigan on Thursday at 6.
All right, surprising, and congratulations, St. Thomas More High School.
Yes.
Girls basketball team is going to state.
That's right, in Normal.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ashley Wells, my neighbor, is on that team.
Okay.
Way to go, Ashley.
And Maddie Schwisher in Tolono.
Awesome.
Yes.
Surprising ways scammers could be getting personal information from you. Boy, there are a lot of things.
Boy, we have to cover that again.
Well, we need to kind of be alert and aware.
I know.
We got a really good guy next. Cyber terrorism analyst, chief security advisor at Sentinel One, former senior advisor for the U.S. State Department. Anti-terrorism assistance program.
Okay.
Morgan Wright knows all about how people are fishing for you. And what you should and should not do with your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means if people get your stuff. We'll talk all about it next. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Good morning. We'll
be the show anytime at StevieJay.com.
Last day of February. We'll be right back.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court today is hearing two challenges to President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan.
Six GOP-led states are suing the administration, arguing President Biden overstepped his authority to pay off debt. Biden relied on the pandemic to justify expanding the education loan forgiveness program, arguing the financial pain of the pandemic will last for years.
Fox's David spun a second case today involves two borrowers claiming they're unfairly excluded. A Russian offensive in eastern Ukraine may have momentum.
Russian forces have been trying to take Bakhmut for 6 months, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admits the situation in the city is getting more and more difficult. In his latest video address, Zelensky says the enemy is constantly destroying everything that can be used to protect our positions.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news today. I'm Jim Miller. A Vermilion County deputy and another person wounded had followed a police chase and shootout in Vermilion County. Police say officers chased a suspect wanted for attempted homicide until he stopped at home in the area of State Road 71 and County Road 700 South. Officers located the suspect in a barn attempting to flee in a stolen farm truck. He was identified as Justin Henry of Urbana. No one hurt following a fire in Champaign. That blaze broke out in a single-family home of the 1200 block of Park Terrace Lane. The house was unoccupied and under renovation at the time. The cause of that fire has not been released. Champaign County saw two tornadoes touch down early Sunday morning at about 9 o'clock. A confirmed tornado touching down about 2 miles west of Champaign off of Staley Road near Carver Lane at about 9 a.m. A second tornado spotted 5 miles north of Urbana. There were no reports of any damage or injuries. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freezing total in Champaign, Urbana. It's Saturday. Much quieter days worth of weather ahead for the day today, as opposed to severe weather, tornadic activity, large hail, and another example of any time of the year that stuff can happen. Might be the trip off, though, that could be a busier spring severe weather season across our part of the world. In any event, a partly sunny sky to evolve later this morning into this afternoon, in particular with a mild high of 52. Bit of a northwest to north breeze becoming north to northeast tonight. Fair and 42 tomorrow, March 1st. Unseasonably mild, partly sunny, maybe a sprinkle early and late, the high at about 62. A couple of sprinkles tomorrow night, colder, low down to 35, and a cooler Thursday, cloudiness, the high close to 50. Windy and colder with some rain here for Friday, perhaps some healthy rainfall and a little mixed snow early in the day, highs up to 41. A chilly Saturday at 39 gets us back into the 40s, though, on Sunday, back into the 50s, and a shower breakout here for Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Stolgay.
All right, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Tomorrow starts March, a whole new month of Stevers, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money. And we're kicking off month of March with our Tempur-Pedic bed. Heads up, all of you that want to change your life and sleep on a bed that people are raving about. It's like sleeping on a cloud, man. That's directly from our buddy Steve Palmer, who bought one. And they're sleeping like little babies. So if you want in on that, I'll give you all the explanation tomorrow. Here on ESPN 93.5. Morgan, are you with me?
Mentally, physically, or emotionally?
Well, we demand all three, darn it.
Exactly.
Morgan Wright is, how do I describe Morgan?
How do we?
Genius.
Okay.
Nerdy. Whatever you are, you're pretty smart. Cyber terrorism analyst, chief security advisor, Sentinel One. Former senior advisor of the U.S. State Department Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program. Other than that, you're a slacker. Mm-hmm. Morgan Wright, nice to have you back on the show. So everybody has everything. There's no privacy in the world anymore. How bad is it if people get my information, Morgan?
Well, privacy is relative anymore. You know, years ago it was kind of absolute. Now, but you know what? The biggest offender of privacy usually is ourselves. And so what do they have about you, Stevie J? Probably a lot of information. Not all in one place, but you've got 300 data brokers out there that are aggregating and collecting information from different sources, from third-party apps on Facebook, those little surveys that you take or those pictures you upload. What would my pro wrestler name be? You know, it's the last thing you ate and, you know, your color of your underwear. Well, guess what, folks? You've just now enabled somebody to harvest your information. You start combining that all together, the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. So once I add it all together, I get a pretty good idea about you. And so if I wanted to target you specifically, it becomes easy. But one of the ways people do this is it's like fishing, throwing a line out there, casting about. They'll send multiple emails. They'll send texts. They're looking for somebody to bite on that. And that's what happens. We invite the burglar into our home.
Well, I get things all the time. It says, oh, your account's in trouble. You got to call or click here and something this. And here's your receipt.
Right.
And you click on, oh, I didn't buy that.
Yeah,
you
know,
oh,
really bothers
once us. You click the darn thing, are they in?
Not sometimes. Sometimes there's malware in that's hiding in there, but a lot of times it's get you to, you know, one of my favorite tricks is I'll get one of those things and I'll call them up. It's like, you ordered something from Best Buy for $463, but the only way to cancel it is you have to call. So I call them up and I'll waste their time, you know, when I'm bored. It's like, well, why can't I just go online? Well, because of this and that. No,
yeah.
The best thing in the world is just do Nancy Reagan. Just say no. Nobody, I've yet to find in all my years being in law enforcement and doing government stuff, I've yet to find one person that's retired by clicking on a link and winning $25 million. It has never happened.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's so hard. We just want the simple, easy button, like Staples, push the easy button.
Yep.
Just tell me to flip this one switch and I'll be safe. There's no such thing, is there, Morgan?
Well, no, it's like driving. You're out there driving. That yellow line does not really keep that car on the other side of the road. You know, there's kind of trust involved, but you've got to do your part. And the way you do your part is you become a hard target. It makes no sense to put the best locks on your windows and doors if you don't use them. So use them. Use what's called multi-factor authentication. Download an app like Authy or Microsoft Authenticator and use those things when you log into sites. Make sure that they ask for a username. If you get a chance, you know, I'm a big fan. People say, well, I don't trust Google or Microsoft or Apple. You know, it's relative, but it's a good way to use all of the different passwords. Do not use the same password for Twitter and Snapchat that you use for your bank account. You know, so you've got to just divide and conquer a little bit. And people say, oh, that's too hard. Well, you know what hard is? Hard is spending 6 months recovering your identity after somebody's drained your bank account and you've got to take off work to deal with all of that. That's hard. You're just being lazy.
Newt Gingrich told me to get someone to protect my house. Is that really a thing where somebody can take your house?
There are there are scams around mortgage, protecting your mortgage, protecting, you know, all of your documents. And there's, I'll tell you, one of the scams that goes on, it really is as you're going to buy a house. If I don't need to get into your bank account, what I need to get into is the email chain between the broker and you and who's ever selling the house and tell the broker, oh, guess what? I've got a new bank account. Here's this where it is. And now the escrow money goes from where it's supposed to be to a bank account that belongs to the scammer. Mm. And now you've lost $400,000 or $500,000 just through email.
Well, we were doing a transaction with a company, and this is a company we were unfamiliar with. They weren't familiar with me. And I sent them my banking information via email, and somebody intercepted it, sent it back with my signature on the bottom and a new account on the top. Well, we lost $1,600 on the deal. And so that happened a week ago.
Yeah.
I mean, so we've got bank
fraud
going on. People
are really crafty.
But it was, and then, you know, you got to notice that the email that came back was different than mine.
Yep.
But it was like by one letter.
One letter.
Yeah. No, these guys are smart. Isn't it so sad that they're so smart and they're doing such bad, awful work to hurt people?
Well, here's the thing. They're really not smarter than us. They just think about the problem differently than us, right? Yeah. I mean, we're all, everybody hears this phrase, think outside the box, but nobody really knows what it means. Well, it comes from Gestalt psychiatry, but go look it up. You know, you folks can go to the interweb, Al Gore's Amazing Internet, and just put in the three-dot problem, Gestalt psychiatry, and look at how you solve that. The problem is we have to act within the box, the rules, but scammers are thinking and acting outside the box. They don't have to follow the rules. So we go, I don't understand how they did that. That's the problem. It doesn't mean they're smarter. Just means they're thinking differently about it. So the way that you get smarter about it and think differently about it is just use those locks that are on your doors and your windows. You know, it does no good to keep your home from being burgled if you leave the lights on, the windows open, and the doors open, and go on vacation and put it on your Facebook. Hey, we're going to be in Cancun for a week.
Yeah,
it makes you an easy burger.
That's right,
probably
Morgan.
The whole thing. There's so much stuff out there that you're going, man, why did we do that? Why do we tell people we're not home and have
self-inflicted wounds?
Yeah, it's bad. So if you were to tell somebody at a cocktail party how to get started, would you go Sentinel One, or are you more of the business to business kind of business?
Yeah, Sentinel One is really about the enterprise, but let me tell you what Sentinel One does. I'm not here to do a commercial for them, but what they're there, one of the things we've looked at, and it's the same whether it's consumers or enterprise, 80% of all attacks now are based on identity. They're going after your identity, whether it's your identity at work or your identity personally. If I can get to your identity and fool the system into thinking that I am Stevie J, mm-hmm. to your point, then I can log in, I can get that $1,600. So if you will just do a minute, I'll tell you the other thing too I'm a big fan of, and I make no money, I don't do endorsements, but it's a company called Yubi, Y-U-B-I. They have what's called the Yubi key.
Hold on.
It's a hardware.
Y-U-B-I?
Y-U-B-I,
I'm right.
Y-U-B-I.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's Yubico, Y-U-B-I-C-O, Yubico.com. You can get someone as a citizen, you can get yourself a Yubi key. What it means is that when you go to log into a site, it's no longer about putting in a password and authentic. It's about sticking in a physical hardware token that you plug into your USB port. Hmm. And then it says, okay, you basically you touch it, and it authenticates based on that, so it stores the identity on that hardware you have. Put it on your keychain, put it in your drawer. If somebody tries to log in as you next time, Stevie J., they would have to have that hardware token. I do this with Google accounts. I do this with bank accounts. So because they don't have that hardware token, they're immediately blocked. They can compromise your password. Doesn't make a difference. Unless they've got that next factor of authentication, they're not going to get into your account.
That seems pretty smart, although kind of a pain. But I think we're at that point where we got to go through a little stuff to do. Because it just my password, I'm changing when I get off the air. 1234 I thought was clever.
Right.
So
it's easy to remember.
I'll tell you what, nobody would think of that. By the way, when they do password, they look at what are the most common passwords. You would, believe it or not, 123456 or ABC123. People are still using that. However, companies are getting better, saying, come on, dude, you're slacking. You can't use that.
Right.
And can't you go to your notes on your iPhone and lock that notes with all the passwords?
You can, and that's one of the great things. People don't realize, again, but make sure if you're going to put that on your iPhone, you've got, you know, the extra authentication on there. You've got your passcode put on it that it will protect your data, and if somebody steals your phone and tries to log in after 10 times, it's going to delete everything on there. So, but if you do that, I do that a lot.
So when you go to the neighbor's party and they keep talking shop with you, do you get tired of that?
No, because I don't go to parties.
I'm telling you what's in your brain, that's pretty cool, man, because you just have so many of the really critical answers to today's real problems of what's going on out there. Because, Morgan, what if somebody flipped off the internet? What would happen to us?
Life would get better. We wouldn't worry about fear of missing out. And Al Gore might hurt because, you know, he invented the thing.
Exactly.
But otherwise than that. Hey, but, you know, I'll tell you what, the easiest way not to have people talk to you at the party when they say, what do? You go, I work for the IRS. And nobody wants to talk to you after
exactly
that.
Exactly right. Ooh, get away. Get away. Listen, appreciate your information. How can people find Sentinel One?
Sentinel One, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L-O-N-E, sentinel1.com. And, you know, we're designed for businesses, everything from small, medium to enterprise to government. So you can do that. But I'll tell you what, just if you're going to get identity protection or stuff, anything's better than nothing. Don't do nothing. Do something. And just make it harder. Look, lock your doors, lock your windows. Make the burglar work to have to get into your house. Extract a price from people attempting to attack you. And to your point, people don't want to spend a little time. The average time it takes to recover from identity theft takes you 6 months as an individual if you do it yourself.
You got to be proactive, and you got to do something, or you just, and if it's harder, burglars go to the easy spots first, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not going to.
It's called displacement. Make it tough. It sucks to be the other person, but guess what? That's not. I care, but I don't. I care more about me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I can and tell people, here's what you ought to do.
Morgan Wright, we appreciate you, partner. Thanks for being so smart.
I'm just from Kansas, man. I just repeat what other people tell me.
Nice having you on again. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Stevie J.
Morgan Wright, Northern Virginia, Sentinel One. Yeah, to have that kind of knowledge, it's like handing your kids your iPhone.
Yep.
They'll fix it for you. All right, let's check sports.
STM girls, 56-35 winners over Serena. So they are the Class 1A state bound in normal later this week. So they're coming out of the game yesterday in Pontiac. Speaking of women athletes who are doing well, number 25-ranked Illinois women head to Minneapolis as a 6-seed. That game Thursday night. They'll take on number 11 seed Rutgers or number 14 seed Northwestern.
We still ranked?
Yeah, we're 25 now.
I thought we took that bad loss to Nebraska. I didn't think we'd be ranked after that.
I think I'm seeing 25, all right. So good we'll go. Take it.
All right.
Tonight in Big Ten action on the men's side, we've got Iowa at number 15, Indiana at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. On the Big Ten Network at 8, you've got Michigan State and Nebraska. Of course, the Buckeyes won on Sunday, so we are taking on Michigan, and it's about even when it comes to our records. That game Thursday at 6, and we'll be saying goodbye to Matthew Meyer.
Sorry. See, we don't even know how to say his
like
name.
John Mayer.
He wasn't here long enough.
Spells it like the mayor of the town, but we're supposed to say Meyer like the place.
Matthew
we get
Meyer
close.
And Terrence Shannon
Thank
Jr. They've been wonderful to have here, and all of a sudden they're done, and they'll say goodbye Thursday night, so you want to be in your seats by 5:30, I would think, if you want to be part of that.
Good to hear from Luke Goody on with Lante on the drive yesterday, so we'll be looking forward to hearing some of his summaries of the regular season and how we're looking for the Big Ten tournament.
We've got Luke on through the end of the month. For our NIL day through the end of March. March
I was
going to
say, like today?
Yeah, no. He gets March. But we asked him, Lon asked him last night when he had Luke Goody on, said, you know, some of our guys, the Sincere Harris, Ty Rogers, Jaden Epps, what is it about, you know, unbelievable one night and not as good the next?
Being a freshman, you know, I was talking to somebody on the staff today, and it was like, it is so hard to be a freshman and play in the Big Ten, and I don't care how good you are, and if you're a draft pick or not, or what your role is, but it is really, really hard. So, you know, I actually respect, you know, Fletch and Braden Smith and how good they have been during the season, because it is hard. I went through it last year.
Right.
You know, I know fans can see it in some of our guys this year and some of our freshmen this year. You know, everybody goes through stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Beginning of the season, nobody thought Ty Rogers could play at the level he's playing at right now. I mean, he's one of the most elite rebounders, I would say, in the league, regardless of class, you know, from the wing position. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, he just, you know, wasn't as impactful. And,
right.
You know, that's how it is freshman year, especially when you get big minutes. So, you know, guys on our team that are getting big minutes go through those ups and downs, and that's just kind of the nature of the beast.
What about the projections? Illinois is going to be a 7. Illinois is going to be an 8. Illinois is going to be a 9. You pay attention to that stuff, Luke?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. You know, you kind of want to see where you're at after games and stuff like that. Nobody actually knows, you know, not set in stone exactly what you're going to be. I think we do, you know, pay mind to it and realize that, you know, what we're playing for now is up that seating.
Maybe we'll get hot. Maybe we'll get consistent. But, again, we're very young. Sometimes we forget that, how young this team is, third youngest in America. And so that generally means up and down. Can we somehow stabilize in the last week or two? I don't know. Hope so.
Buy the AC and get the furnace for free. You heard that right. For a limited time, when you buy a qualifying AC system from Matex, the furnace costs you nothing. There has never been a better time to upgrade your comfort with Matex, the most trusted service provider in Central Illinois for over 25 years. We don't know how much longer we can offer this, so don't miss out on our best deal ever. Call or visit getthefurnacefree.com today to schedule your free in-home consultation. Matex. Feel the difference.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hey, Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solution. Do you have a broken water line? Do you got water leaking up on your property? Give us a call today and we'll have our expert underground plumbers and we can replace that water line or fix it for you. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
So we'll get everyone that's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, Manhattan, Saturday, and another example yesterday that science of weather, like many sciences, is an inexact art form and science. Hopefully made it through A-OK with a barrage of hail and tornadic activity over parts of the area from Champaign County into Ford County and points on to the East Point parts of Indiana and Ohio. Really took it on the chin. Becoming partly sunny and a quieter day's worth of weather for the day today and this last day of February. Meteorological wintertime. To about 52, not bad there, better than 10 above average. Wind will diminish to turn north-northeast, fair and 42 tonight, tomorrow, March 1st, and meteorological springtime begins. And the feel of the same, sprinkle early and late with a partly sunny sky and 62. Few sprinkles tomorrow night will bottom out at 35, and a cooler, somewhat cloudy Thursday, highs at about 49. A cold, wind-driven rain here for Friday, a little mixed snow early in the day, the high about 42, highs near 40 Saturday, 46 on Sunday, another warm-up early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, and meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, we're your Prairie Gardens plant experts. Let's talk about winter houseplant care.
Two things you'll want to do is water less and stop fertilizing because houseplants go dormant in the winter or really slow down. And you'll also want to hold off on doing any repotting until March or so.
It's also a good idea to move your houseplants to where they may get a bit more sun.
Just make sure to keep them away from drafts and vents when you do move them. Come to Prairie Gardens. We are here to answer all your plant questions.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
All right, so 228-23, and now it's going to be 3-1-23 tomorrow, so we're into March. And we were a little concerned about the Thursday night Friday, but Greg Solier's taking stuff out, and it looks like rain, which we're happy about, because we have our big conference and seminar 2 hours in the morning with Chris Stonick, who will teach us how to find good people to work for us.
That's the thing about the iHotel and Conference Center. You got plenty of parking, and it's essentially right there. So
I'd like to do about everything. They would do the Cardinal Caravan there. Sam is one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
He runs the iHotel Conference Center. It's just an awesome place. Chris will be staying at the iHotel because we certainly want him to stay there.
Yeah.
So he'll be in Thursday night. I got to... Ryan, got to call him because I want him to come in between 6 and 8. Don't want to come in early. Traffic. Because the Illinois-Michigan game, there'll be a lot of traffic beginning about 5:15.
You're right.
So don't come between 5:15 and 6, and don't come after 8.
You're right.
Because the traffic. Sam told me that. I said, make sure you tell him. And I forgot to tell him, so I got to get hold of Chris and say, do not, here's when you got
to
come.
Sam does know how to navigate.
He knows everything. The guy parks cars. I mean, Sam is...
He does it all.
I ran the circus, had a guy in there called Mr. Sneezelock, said Dr. Seuss book, and Mr. Sneezelock did everything.
That's right.
That's Sam, our friend at the iHotel.
He was a good hire.
Oh my! Are you kidding me?
Speaking of good hires,
when you're known around town as your like Cher or Bono, Bono,
you just say
Sam. Uh-huh. Everybody knows Sam. I mean, Brad Underwood wanted to hire him. When Brad came to town, he stayed at the I Hotel. That's where he lived.
Yep.
And Sam was about to be a coach because he didn't have that work, but he could have done it because he's Sam. Okay.
Okay.
We will return, God willing, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do this again. UBCO.com is what Morgan Wright said, to have a little USB on your waist.
Yes.
That would be pretty amazing to not ever have to worry about it because nobody has your key.
Right, but you do have to touch and all that. Well, and you have to worry about all that. But
touch all the...
You know, isn't there some kind of physical imprint that to get...
You just have to stick the USB in your computer.
Okay.
That's your key.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, so I know...
UBICO.com.
It's just a USB that you stick, and then you put a cap on it so it doesn't get banged around.
Well, I went to the site and it says fishing season is over.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Don't forget the drive this afternoon, 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. Repeat at 3 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back tomorrow between 7 and 9. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
Are you looking for a better job in a dynamic family-owned company? Altamont Company is hiring. Searching for a few great people to join operations in Thomasboro or Rantoul. Altamont offers you a full-time position, not part-time, with available shifts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., offering benefits including health and dental and simple IRA retirement plans. Available jobs at Altamont Company include hand sanders and wood prep. No experience is necessary. Altamont trains on-site. Apply online at altamontco.com. Resumes welcome at hr.altamont@gmail.com. On-site applications available. 901 North Church in Thomasboro. Altamont Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
Gannon, hello! Slam dunk!
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
And the celebration is on!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit jetspizza.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Be
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Illini fans, your place to pregame is Pia's, with great drink specials and food before Illinois hits the basketball court at the State Farm Center. Take the free Illini shuttle, leaving 30 minutes before each home game. Get there early to ensure your seat, because Pia's free Illini shuttle only makes one run. Stay in good spirits with your plastic cup on the bus on the way to the game. It's Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Go Illini!
Buy the AC and get the furnace for free. You heard that right. For a limited time, when you buy a qualifying AC system from Matex, the furnace costs you nothing. There has never been a better time to upgrade your comfort with Matex, the most trusted service provider in Central Illinois for over 25 years. We don't know how much longer we can offer this, so don't miss out on our best deal ever. Call or visit GetTheFurnaceFree.com today to schedule your free in-home consultation. Matex. Feel the difference.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.